7.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. At least 42 people have died in the nation in the winter storms and dangerously low temperatures this week. In Tennessee, the snowplow driver says.
Yeah, we've got certain trucks that's dedicated to all the fire halls, the police stations, and the hospital. You know, we make sure that them are really took care of the best we can.
House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar is blasting Republicans over gridlock.
House Democrats are in lockstep that we need to avoid a government shutdown, which would be a disaster for our economy and a disaster for hardworking American families.
Lots of House members are saying bye-bye to Capitol Hill.
17 Republicans have announced they won't seek re-election. Add to that former Representative George Santos, who was expelled from Congress, and that makes 18. 22 Democrats say they aren't going to run again as well.
That's CBS's Stacey Lynn reporting from Washington. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are defending their decision to fire Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner yesterday. Republicans have fired 8 of Governor Evers' appointees since fall, but Senator Julian Bradley says it's not political.
We have confirmed over 480 of the governor's appointments. If this were purely political, I suspect those numbers would be significantly lower.
Evers quickly appointed Christy Nieto to take Huebner's place. A Democratic law firm in Washington, D.C. is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional map. The Elias Law Group says the court's landmark ruling on the Wisconsin legislature's maps last month calls into question Wisconsin's U.S. House districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Winter activities are set to open at Standing Rocks County Park. The downhill skiing and snowboarding hill will open at the Portage County Park on Saturday at 11 a.m. The hill and lodge will also be open every weekend on Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 4. They also have cross-country skiing, fat tire biking, and snowshoeing. Wisconsin's frozen road law will take effect just after midnight tonight for the northern half of the state. This includes U.S. 10 near Stevens Point and numbered state and federal highways north of U.S. 10. This law allows vehicles hauling abrasives or salt for highway winter maintenance and certain forest products to carry more weight. The weight restriction helps protect our investments in roads. Now that the ground under highway pavement is frozen to a depth of at least 18 inches, the maximum gross weight for vehicles with a minimum of 5 axles increases an additional 18,000 pounds. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
The Badgers lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers fall to the Nittany Lions at Penn State. Matt LePay.
With 0.4 seconds left, they'll get it into Baldwin. It's over. Penn State, a four-point winner here at the Bryce Jordan Center as the students make their way onto the floor here in State College.
The final 87-83, the Badgers got into foul trouble early. Head coach Greg Gard.
4 times we fouled jump shooters, and we hadn't done that in a while. I thought we had kind of moved past that.
So now the Badgers are 13-4. They host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Saturday night's game against the 49ers. Sometimes teams go a day early when playing games on the West Coast, but Matt LaFleur declined.
It's something we talked about, but we figured it'd be best to stay in our normal routine. It's a short week anyways, has its own set of challenges, and just felt like it was best for us to stay in as normal as a routine as possible.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm
meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The worst of the cold is over, and now wind chills will climb to feeling like near zero. With more clouds building in today, it's acting as a blanket, keeping us warmer. This means by tomorrow, we'll feel our actual temperatures. But still, it's sweater weather, and we don't thaw out until next week. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this January 17th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, behind the mic. And we're welcoming into the studio in part two at 3:30 today, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to this conversation with our good friend, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer, joining us. Good afternoon to you, Shane.
Good afternoon, James.
Appreciate you being here. And a big thank you to our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, Joe and the gang. We appreciate you guys so much. Do yourself a favor. Go onto YouTube. If you haven't done this already, type in there Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, subscribe to their page, and keep up to date on the great work that they are doing over there. Shane, how you doing?
I'm good. Cold, but good.
Yeah. Let's start with the cold, if you don't mind, sir. Yeah. Any snow updates? We finally got snow. Our workers out there did an amazing job over the last couple of weeks removing that snow, getting the roads prepared for us. I hit the road pretty early, and the roads were amazing for me almost every morning this past couple of weeks with the snow. How's that been going?
Yeah, our crews did a phenomenal job. We have a bunch of new people out there. We've had staff changeover over the year, and so we have new people operating new equipment. So it was a great practice and good run for those people. And yeah, I commented to the public work street superintendent that they've done an amazing job this year. It's just been phenomenal. The streets have been cleared, and they've been staying on top of it very well.
How is the how are we looking budget wise?
You know, it's pretty good. I was just talking with Pam, is that the snow plowing budget is kind of unique, and being that we have money allocated for labor and cleanup. Well, if they're not plowing snow, they're doing something else. So a lot of times that money in the snow plowing budget will get shifted to other accounts because they're doing other work. Mm. So we still have to pay our guys. And so, yeah. So it's really, it's a placeholder at the end of the day. It may not necessarily be there, but you know, it's good on equipment, and you know, because it's a lot of wear and tear on plow equipment, and so by not plowing, it kind of saves on that end of it.
And it's always interesting to hear kind of the behind the scenes of some of that stuff and how that works. I also think that clears up any kind of nonsense you might hear out there about budget this or budget that and everything. It really clears that up. That's interesting. I wanted to also mention about tree removal. City Christmas tree pickup will take place from January 22nd to the 26th. Trees will be given to the DNR to use for fish habitats and improving them and a lot of other things. It's nice. I always love the recycling of these items and to be able to make use of them. So just want to remind everybody about that note. That city tree pickup will be January 22nd through the 26th. Keep that in mind, everybody. Shane, I want to talk a little bit about the now it's been announced that we have the candidates for mayor to take up the position after you here. I want to go ahead and just for those that have not heard, the candidates are Tom Terry Muse, Nicholas Palmquist, I believe, Preston M. Seitz, and Matt Zacker. These are the four candidates that we have. We do know, thanks to Joe and our friends over at the League of Women Voters, that we will be having a tentative, keep that in mind, February 6th debate with them, and they'll take questions and that. So a big shout out to League of Women Voters and the amazing work that they do. We really appreciate all that they do. And, of course, our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media getting that out there so everybody can take that in. Shane, you have endorsed a candidate, so we can cover that.
Okay. Yeah, so I have endorsed Matt Zacker. You know, he's been on city council for, I think, two terms now. He's been chairperson of the finance committee, so he has budget knowledge. He's a local business owner. He's a veteran. He holds a master's degree from UW-Milwaukee in social work. And so, you know, he's been a community member and a family member, he's got family. And I just think that he's probably the right person with the least amount of learning curve to coming into this and the most knowledge about city operations and government. And I think he's poised to lead the organization, you know, financially and, you know, oversight and management of the employees.
I have, I don't know these gentlemen, and I have no ties to them, and I have no bias towards any of them as far as who would make a better candidate or any of those things. But I did think that in our pregame, you brought up a very important note. If you don't mind repeating, sir, not to put you on the spot, but I thought it was a very good note, and I thought it applies to this very, very well. As far as, you may think you understand what this job entails, mm-hmm. but it entails a lot more than you might realize as far as being in charge of so much.
Yeah, you know, and I came in with a lot of city experience and city council, but actually sitting in the mayor's chair, there's only four other people alive that really understand what it's like and what comes with that. And, you know, I think, you know, listening to the candidates, you know, there's people out there that really don't understand this, what the role and responsibilities are, which is, you know, I would think running for office that you would want to find that out, mm-hmm. you know. But, you know, I've known Preston a long time. He's a great guy. He's a nice guy. I don't know his platform or anything like that or you know, kind of some of that experience. But he's a super guy also. Mm-hmm. But I just think Matt is poised right now to be the best person to make that transition. And you know, you really only have 2 years to try to do something, and then you start all over again. And I think with Matt, he's got the shortest amount of time he's going to have a learning curve. Even though there's a learning curve, it was a learning curve for mm-hmm. me too, even with all my experience. But
I think that's noteworthy.
Yeah, it is. And I think everybody, you know, people watch national politics and, you know, from the president to the governor, and, you know, this is not that role, but it's a similar type of organizational structure. And, you know, you get a preconceived idea what that is. And mm-hmm. I still go back and I always say that the power within government lies with, like, at a local level, is our elected council people, the power of the eight, I always say, and it's the power of the eight that control the money. Mm-hmm. And the mayor doesn't get to control the money. The mayor, he or she can only operate within the guidelines set by the council. Mm-hmm. I have an approval rate to spend up to $10,000, which is a lot of money, but when you're talking government, it isn't a lot of money. When you're talking about equipment, a couple hundred thousand dollars and things like that. So really, it's the power of the eight that determine, you know, they're the only ones that pass and control ordinances. They're the ones that pass and control policies, and they're the one that pass and control the budget. And that's really where the power lies within the council, not individually. Individually, they're powerless, but collectively, they have the authority to be able to make those decisions. And so, yeah, I think a lot of people think there's the mayor's role has all this power and gets to do all these things. You know, some of the candidates talk about day one, I'm going to do this change. Well, day one, you don't do any change unless the council allows you to do the change. And there's it's an eye-opening experience.
You're trying to be mayor of Wisconsin Rapids, not king of Wisconsin
exactly.
Rapids. It's a little different,
Exactly.
We deal with this at the station from time to time. Mm-hmm. Every couple of months, I have a listener or somebody come to me and say, hey, I saw that you guys are looking for a sports commentator or looking somebody to call games. I can do that. I've always wanted to do that. And then like, okay, well, here, talk to Randy. This is what Randy does. He does this, 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 and this. Like, oh, wait a minute. No, I just wanted to show up and talk.
Right.
I just wanted to put the headphones on and just talk about the game. Like, no, it takes a lot more than that. Randy
good
talks to this coach and this person. Yes. And I do think, and I hope, and maybe it's the last bit of hope that's in me, I really hope that the last couple of years or so on years have taught us a lot as a society and as voters mm-hmm. that experience does matter. Mm-hmm. Experience means something. We kind of got away from this for some reason. Yeah. All of a sudden, it didn't matter that you had a medical degree and you went to school for all these years and stuff. All of a sudden, no, I'd rather listen to Uncle Joe here and see what he said on Facebook. Like we seem to be getting hopefully a little bit more away from that and getting a little bit more to, you know what, this person having experience, that's a good thing.
It isn't bad, that's for sure. And I think it's, you know, you just understand things better and be like, okay, this is how the process works, and kind of having that idea. And that's why I always think being on city council is a great, good transition to the mayor's chair, because you even just how to run a meeting. I was sitting there at common council last night thinking about, you know, there's people out there that haven't, you know, they may have watched it in one of the ways you can watch it, but even the basic rules of running a meeting, you know, there is Robert's Rules of Order, and there is a procedure to running a meeting that it's accepted practice, and you just don't come in and say, "Oh, I'm going to do it this way because that's the way I feel like doing it today." No, there is a practice to running a meeting, and as simply as that. And coming from City Council, you already have that experience and knowledge, and those are one of the many things that a new person needs to learn. And
I think you brought up a really strong point too. You get 2 years. You know, you got to hit the ground running. If you're spending some of that ground running, learning, and trying to get the job down, which everybody is going to, of course, no matter what the experience they have. Yeah. So any bit of extra experience you have going into that means that maybe you're a step or two ahead. Maybe you can get on the ground and truly hit the ground running.
Right, because you know, people complain about, well, it's only two. You know, maybe it should be four. It should be something else, but. You know, the benefit of two is if you're doing a good job, you'll get another one. Mm-hmm. If you're not doing a good job, it's easy to get you out. You got 2 years worth of damage versus 4 years worth of damage.
Yes.
It's as people are going to find out now that we have a primary, you have to run two campaigns. You've got to run a primary campaign to make it to the general election, but you don't want to show all your cards necessarily. Right. So you've got to run and give enough information to be able to get through the primary, and then you start a full-on campaign again at the general election, where you kind of maybe drill down more on what your platform and ideas are and those kind of things, and maybe the primary is more on your own history and your own resume and going forward from there. But, yeah, it's a lot of work with two campaigns, and given the weather, trying to put out yard signs out in early February, it's not an easy task.
I didn't even think about that. Oh, that's got to be rough. Seeing our candidates all out there, and just they get to 1 yard, that's about it. They're like, okay, I'm beat. This is a lot harder than I thought.
Yeah, and so there you got the expensive yard signs and just the sheer work. And then especially in the wintertime, you have to have people that are willing to help you and maintain the signs because, you have knocked over signs or tipped signs. It doesn't look good. You want to make sure they're upright and legible.
I like the idea. Why did you fold your candidacy? Those signs, man. Getting them in the ground, I couldn't do it. I was like, I'm done. I'm not even trying for this.
Exactly. You don't want to drill. There's so many. It's just February is not a good time.
No. We're speaking with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer, along with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. As far as the transitioning from the office to being a citizen again and just being in the day-to-day world and all that, for one, I got to tell you, and I'm almost positive Joe notices too, you look great, man. Like since you made this announcement, I feel like I've seen more life in your face. You've just seemed like you've got a little bit more of your personality back. The Shane I first met and stuff. Like it seems like this is you're adapting well to this.
Yeah, I people that know me that see me regularly, I go to the YMCA almost every day, and so I spend my lunch hour there and talk to people. But then I actually I kind of decided that I spend a lot of time at the YMCA and I didn't make the progress I was hoping I would make. So I started seeing a dietitian at the hospital, and phenomenal. And so I've changed my eating habits, lost 35 pounds.
Right on.
I only drink water. I gave up soda and juice milk. And so that's a lot to do with how I feel. I feel just night and day difference and, just making some dietary changes and just
good on you.
Totally changed my...
Did this have anything to do with the decision?
No, it was all kind of coordinated together.
It just kind of happened.
Yeah, it just happened at the same time. I've always kind of tried to be healthier. And I put on over 40 pounds, sitting in the mayor's chair. I'm used to always being out in the public and doing outside work or with my hands and those kind of things. And, office jobs are never really good for me, or at least, kind of a sedentary job haven't always been very good. So I decided that I needed to shed those extra pounds. And
good on you.
Yeah, so I feel good. And also, it is stressful being, in the mayor's chair. And, I generally and have always cared about employees and the citizens in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm from here. I grew up here. And I always say, all of us go into, whether it be an elected position, not to do damage. We all think we want to do the right thing and hopefully make things better than we left it. And that's always a hope. And, history will tell whether or not my 4 years here was worthwhile or not. You just don't know. And so, it's been a good ride, but it's tiring. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
I think that, I started out, and I was a police officer many years, and so you kind of get thick skin, but, after a number of years, it starts to eat at your soul a little bit, and then you start kind of, kind of not deflecting anymore. He starts kind of like taking it in. It's like, okay, these handful of people have kind of gotten to me maybe a little bit. And then you're just like, ugh, I don't need to do this anymore.
It's kind of like
I was good with it. And
I hope that a lot of not only the people out there that voted for you, but the people out there that you know, just listening in general to that, take that to heart and start to you know, understand that we can. Any politician worth their salt wants to be held accountable. If they're good at their job, if they're a good politician, that they want to be held accountable. Yep. And there's a big difference of holding somebody accountable and being a whiny baby and just barking. There's a big, gigantic difference between those two things. And we need to get more back to being adults and, hey, I don't agree with this policy. I'm going to tell you I don't agree with it, like in the tone that I'm talking in right now, and being a whiny little brat that nobody wants to listen to and nobody's going to hear you. So your point, whatever it is not even going to be heard. So, you know, what's the point of barking?
Yeah, I know I saw on Facebook somebody's complaining about something. I don't know if it was retail in town. And they're like, hey, it's time. You can run for mayor if you want or city council. And here's your opportunity, you know. Yep. I have a lot of respect for people, especially, you know, these four. I may not all agree with them, but they're willing to step forward, put their neck out there and put their platform and their ideas, and whether or not the community buys into it or not, they at least stepped up and are willing to put their money where their mouth is. And there's so many people out there that are willing to talk and not do anything about it. You know, these four are willing to do something about it. And like I said, I may not vote for everybody and I have different of opinions, but I'll respect anybody that wants to run for public office just because it is a challenge and you're willing to put yourself out there. You look at a lot of people are not willing to do that. And
I agree.
And so you got to respect that.
Yeah, 100% agree with you. I think it's also a key to keep in mind. I was looking into this just over the data that we have over the last couple of years, and we've had a rise of people without political experience running for office. Mm-hmm. In some cases, because you know, I came from this world and I feel like I can help this world, and then there's also the person looking for their 15 seconds of fame. And I think that it's important to keep that in mind with these candidates. They tell you who they are right away just by the way they answer questions. If they are not answering the question, if they're just giving live, you know, talking head points and things like that, or deflecting or any of this stuff, or insulting, a lot of that will tell you right away they don't know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to do this job. They just want it for the fame. They just want it for reasons that aren't exactly right or going to help our community.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'll listen. I try to follow some candidate pages and watch and read. And it's, you know, you feel like going. And I don't, but you feel like going out and correcting people because what they're saying a lot of times may not be accurate. And there's people that believe that. And that's where you almost want to, that's where I kind of feel like I almost want to correct people. It's like, no, that's not the case, but you can't do that. And so it's like you just said, James, is it's important to understand what these people are saying and take it for a grain of salt and fact check and verify. Mm-hmm. Call City Hall if somebody's speaking about something in the city or, you know, saying, you know, speaking financial numbers or this is going on in the city or, oh, this really bad thing's happening in the city and you need to be, don't take their word for it. Call City Hall and call my office. I'd be more than happy to tell you, you know, or confirm or deny it. And that's easier than, oh, okay, that must be true. And they said it on Facebook and now it's true. And I've seen that already in campaigning, and it's unfortunate because there's misinformation already being spread. And so call City Hall.
You show how much you care by doing that homework, by taking those extra steps, and not just that post that you see, but okay, well, that's interesting. That doesn't seem right. I'm going to look into that and see how much truth there is to that. This shouldn't be easy. All right. Now, the actual process of voting should be. It shouldn't be hard to find a voting booth or anything like that.
Correct.
That part should be very easy. But the act of voting itself or making the decision shouldn't be easy. It should be something where, oh, I don't know, you should have all good candidates. You should have a hard decision to be able to figure out which one you like and which one most aligns with what you want for your community or your country, if you will. Do your homework on
absolutely.
These candidates.
And, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, Joe and his team and the League of Women Voters are putting on a forum again this year, because we haven't had one since Zach, Patrick, and I ran my first time primary. Yeah. So it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important, because those are an opportunity to see the candidate, look at a candidate, and listen to what they have to say. You know, and I think importantly, you know, you start out with the resume. You know, there's some candidates that are talking about the resume and their history, mm-hmm. and there's other candidates that aren't. And it's like, well, why aren't you talking about your resume, what you've done up to this point? You know, forget your platform and your ideas, but what kind of quality of person are you mm-hmm. and contributor have you done in your life up to this point? And I think that's important. And that's what I look for initially when I look at candidates. And
agreed.
And, yeah, so I haven't seen a lot of that from some candidates. And so, you know, that's where I start dwindling my choices mm-hmm. down, is on a resume, get a couple of candidates and choose their platforms from there and listen to their platform or their ideas, and then make my choice. But thankfully, for having a forum again this year, we'll be able to also see the candidates and hear them, and then have questions posed to them that, you know, how good are they at thinking off the cuff, and mm-hmm. be able to answer some questions and be able to see how they respond to them.
Yeah. We have reached out to all the candidates, and we have welcomed them on the air with us, as we have done at WFHR for decades. So looking forward to them joining us and getting to know them a little bit more and talking with them. The 2024 election spring primary is February 20th. That's so weird for me. It's my birthday. So weird. It's such an interesting thing. Again, you can find out more at wirapids.org about this. Wards 1 through 10 will vote at the Centralia Center, and wards 11 through 27 will vote at the former East Junior High School Fieldhouse. Again, wirapids.org is where you can find out all this information.
Yep. And if you got any questions, call the clerk's office. She's very knowledgeable. Her, Jennifer, and Sue will be able to assist them on any voting. We always hear all these things about clerks and stuff. And as a former clerk, you know, there isn't a single clerk that wants the election to be all messed up. You know, they want it to show up and everything goes smoothly. There's no questions. And so, you know, I can only speak for Wisconsin, mm-hmm. but, you know, there's a lot of checks and rechecks and behind the scenes that go on to make sure that I'm not voting Wisconsin Rapids and I go out to Grand Rapids and vote. And mm-hmm. it may not be caught that day, but it will be caught and you'll be prosecuted. And So I can only speak for Wisconsin, but, you know, our clerk's office does a really good job, and they want to have a successful election.
It's important to keep that in mind, and it's important to note, too. Appreciate that. I wanted to wrap up just talking a couple of little minor things with you. The planning of the River Otter exhibit at the Municipal Zoo. I know that's coming up, and it's exciting. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, so Park and Rec has, you know, decided or has agreed to explore, you know, pursuing this as a possible exhibit. So staff right now is gathering numbers. They've got kind of a rough design. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if that's something that can come together, we've been fortunate enough. We received a very large bequeath from a family for doing new exhibits. So there's money there to do hopefully this exhibit. And I know they're reaching out on some grants, but it would be a year-round exhibit, which then, so during the winter, there could be a couple of days open where people can go and see the otter swim and stuff like that. But so they're in the plan. They've kind of got a plan, and now they're getting up some numbers. But if this come through, it'd be pretty phenomenal. I think it'd be great for our zoo, too.
Here's hoping.
Go along with the prairie dogs. They're
absolutely
be coming in the spring, and it'll be fun to watch.
We love our zoo. They open their doors again, visit the Municipal Zoo right here in Rapids, just a block or two away from us right here. I encourage you to do that, and encourage you to find out more again about a number of the things that we've talked about with the mayor today. Shane, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more, how can they reach you?
Yeah, the easiest is to call my office, 715-421-8202, or you can email us at mayor@wisconsinrapids.org.
And again, encourage you to follow along with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, like and subscribe to their Facebook and Instagram pages, find them on YouTube and subscribe to their page. You are not going to be disappointed. Appreciate you, Joe. Appreciate your team over there. And Mayor, always good to talk to you. Thanks, Shane.
Great seeing you too, James.
All right, we'll talk again next month.
Definitely.
And we'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
If you're looking forward to getting out on the bay or lake to ice fish or snowmobile, colder temperatures are here, but consider this.
Well, in a normal winter, starting sometimes Thanksgiving, ice starts to form. This year, we are a full 5-6 weeks behind our ice making.
That's Tom Derzwicki from Bayside Ice and Recovery in Suamico. He's been rescuing people and their trucks after falling through thin ice for more than 20 years.
20 years.
The snow and the slush will cover up some bad spots. If you're on a pressure crack and you see snow and slush, you know, that crack, it appears to be maybe a foot, 2 feet wide, but on each side of that crack, you could have 10, 15 feet of bad ice on each side of that crack.
DNR officials say check with locals who know the conditions, but also know ice safety is never 100%.
Mother Nature doesn't care. If you're falling through, you're falling through.
300,000 people ice fish in Wisconsin. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner three. Got it again.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans appear to have hit an impasse over legalizing medical marijuana. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue says creating state-run dispensaries is a non-starter. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he won't compromise to address Senate Republicans' concerns. About 15% of Wisconsin's children are obese. State lawmakers are introducing 5 bills to help kids get in shape. One of them would give eligible families incentive to buy fresh fruit and vegetables.
Families participating in SNAP can purchase additional fruits and vegetables from participating farmers markets, community-supported agriculture programs, grocery stores, and other healthy food retailers.
Representative Alex Joers is a member of the Speaker's Childhood Obesity Task Force. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. More than 300 employees at Marshfield Clinic will be losing their jobs. This comes after the failed merger between Marshfield Clinic and Essentia Health. Staff received the news earlier this week stating that 3% of the 1,200 employees will be laid off. That's 360 people. The layoffs will mostly affect people in leadership roles and non-patient-seeing departments. Doctors and nurses will be less affected. The mayor of the city of Marshfield is seeking citizens to serve in the community and be a voice for others. They are looking for people to serve on the Committee on Aging, as well as the Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Committee. If you're interested, you'll need to submit a letter to the Office of the Mayor by tomorrow, January 18th. You should state your qualifications and the reason you want to serve on either of these committees. You'll need to drop off the letter in person at City Hall at 207 West 6th Street. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Badgers lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers fall to the Nittany Lions at Penn State. Matt LePay.
With 0.4 seconds left, they'll get it into Baldwin. It's over. Penn State, a four-point winner here at the Bryce Jordan Center as the students make their way onto the floor here in State College.
The final 87-83, the Badgers got into foul trouble early. Head coach Greg Gard.
4 times we fouled jump shooters, and we hadn't done that in a while. I thought we had kind of moved past that.
So now the Badgers are 13-4. They host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Saturday night's game against the 49ers. Sometimes teams go a day early when playing games on the West Coast, but Matt LaFleur declined.
It's something we talked about, but we figured it'd be best to stay in our normal routine. It's a short week anyways, has its own set of challenges, and just felt like it was best for us to stay in as normal as a routine as possible.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The worst of the cold is over, and now wind chills will climb to feeling like near zero. With more clouds building in today, it's acting as a blanket, keeping us warmer. This means by tomorrow, we'll feel our actual temperatures. But still, it's sweater weather, and we don't thaw out until next week. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this January 17th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and we are welcoming in some great friends of ours. First up, we have Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for being here. And Lacey, you brought a great friend over.
I did.
Introduce our friend here, please.
Well, I want her to introduce herself.
Yeah, we should make her do that.
She's so...
Well,
she's
and she
perfect.
Doesn't. She hasn't had to do it very often, so we got to kind of make her do it a little bit here. But please.
Yes, I am Trisha Fancher, and I am the executive director at the Family Center. Excited to be here.
Journalistically, I should mention I'm a gigantic fan of Trisha. I'm a gigantic fan of the Family Center, of course, on the board over there as everything. So I do want to mention that because I have a bias of the Family Center. I love the Family Center. I appreciate all the work that you guys do.
Thank you.
And appreciate. I haven't really gotten to tell you this, but appreciate you taking this gig, coming to this area, doing this job. I understand that I don't understand how difficult the job can be for somebody to take this on willingly and wantingly with the passion that you do. We are so appreciative of that. And I'll be honest with you. When the position first opened up, I was a little nervous. I didn't know who the candidates would be. I didn't know how it would go. We had great candidates, and we have a great person in the role. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're here to talk and not just give her a big head, but we're also here to... No, I'm joking. We're here to talk a little bit about not only our chamber and some events in this area, but talk about the leadership class. So we'll talk about that in a minute with Trisha. But first, we're going to get to the annual meeting and awards sponsorship opportunities.
Yes. The 76th year, which is, I'm just so excited for that, especially, I mean, it just shows
really
a testament.
76?
Yes.
Wow.
The 76th
That's awesome.
Year.
That is impressive.
Yes. I'm so excited for it, especially with just the success of our local businesses, for us to be able to continue to do this, get the nominations, get the people that want to come, want to be a part of it, the businesses that want to support and stay local. I'm very, very excited. We only have one sponsor left that's a silver, and that's the award sponsor. That's for the Ambassador of the Year. All the other ones have been sold out. Our Platinum sold out. All of our big ones have sold out. It's just our smaller ones that I think are still great. There's a lot of wonderful things that we have on there that you'll be a part of for the presentation, from everything from start to finish, as well as like table tents, our flyers, all our promotional material. So definitely reach out if you are interested in becoming a sponsor for that event. It's very, very exciting. I love it. I can't wait. I love planning big events, so definitely excited. We have our theme this year is kind of like an Oscar Grammy type feel. So we have a red carpet. We have a lot of things that we're going to make this this a really elevated event for our community. Definitely reach out to me, communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com, or by phone at 715-422-4859. And then if you're wanting to be a part of it, but you're not sure that those price points are something that can work, I know it's the beginning of the year. There's a lot of things that you're going to be reached out to for. In 2024, we have the wine liquor poll as well as our raffle donation tickets. If there's anything that you have questions about, you're wondering if we could put this in there for a prize, definitely reach out. I'm all ears. I want this to be a big event. I want people to come. I want people to have fun, make memories, take lots of pictures. So definitely reach out to me.
I'm fortunate as a SAG member. I get to vote on the SAG and the Oscars every year. And one of the things that comes up every year about this is not who you're voting for, but man, what is the event going to look like? Or what are they going to have there? And these things. We're talking about people that probably are never going to go to the Oscars. A lot of us that get to vote on them, but cannot talk enough about how the pomp and circumstance surrounding it. So that right there is going to be very fun. That's going to be an interesting thing. And it's very interesting to have our family center here right now, because any opportunity I have, I talk about the family center. I talk about donating, investing in the family center. That's what I think of is donating, is investing. You are investing in your community. It's an investment.
Absolutely.
And with that, the other side of that, because you're always going to have people who are good-hearted and want to put back into their community, and then there's going to be people on the fence about this that need to know the X's and O's about it, the zeros and ones of it. And as somebody who has studied marketing and sales virtually my whole life and been in this industry for 2 decades, I'll tell you, one of the biggest things that is a benefit to any business or any organization is attaching yourself to a nonprofit. Is being a part of that. When they see your logo, when they see your name with the chamber, with the family center, these things, that is PR you cannot buy. There is no price you can put on that. You are showing not only with the family center that you're standing on the right side of history, that you support this cause, you support what they do, but you're also saying, I invest in my community. I back my community. What commercial can give that to you? What commercial? I mean, I write commercials for a living, and I couldn't write something like that. Not the way that it actually gives you this, just organically, just by attaching yourself to these things, being a part of these events. So when you're being a sponsor or and looking at these opportunities, I hope people keep that in mind as well, that that's a key part of this. It's not just the money that you're spending or making sure that you fall in the black and all of that. It is also the unwordable things, the things that we can't put a price tag on. That PR is unprecedented. You can't come across to that. So be a part of things when you can have the opportunity with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce or our Family Center.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Lunch by the River is something yes. We want to be a part of. We actually had a team meeting yesterday, and the easiest part of the meeting was being asked, hey, do you guys want to be part of Lunch by the River? Yeah. Yeah, the sentence wasn't even finished. We're like, yeah, we want to definitely do that. Can we have a day where it doesn't rain, though?
I know. I absolutely agree with you. Even though it was warm, yeah. And it definitely cooled it off. Yes, I'm hoping that the Thursdays seem like the weather. Mother Nature seems to be on our side and let us have some fun.
Can I say one thing, though? Even if it does rain, Lacey knows what to do. She's got this in hand.
I was so worried about all the equipment. And just because I was like, I don't want anyone to have, you know, especially when they're giving their time, they're volunteering at these events. I don't want anything, that, you know what I mean? I don't want anything to be damaged. Yeah, I don't want them to, you know, it to kind of, you know, hurt the feeling for it. So definitely I'm excited. A lot of people were like, you're already reaching out. It's literally -28 with wind chill. And you're messaging me about having us hang out at the Wisconsin River. I'm like, yep, because I want things to be really, 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 really great. I have a lot of ideas, as you know, and I am very, very excited to put those forth. And it's funny that you're wearing the shirt that you're wearing, because I'm going to reach out to them and ask them if they'll bring pets down are looking for homes, because I just love that. So if you are interested in being a sponsor, an entertainer, a food vendor, we've been talking with the city, and I think it's crucial, obviously we just saw the mayor, to make sure that we have a good relationship with them and make sure that we can have the space that we need to foster what I want it to look like. So we're trying to have it be bigger so we can have like wandering games comes down and so some older kids can have fun. We have entertainment. I want some different kind of food vendors, as well as I want to get dessert, some kind of sweets.
Nice.
So I'm trying to cover all of the different food that we can have down there. We've gotten some new members that are really excited to have like crab rangoon down there, which I mean, I I could literally eat 20 crabgrits. I don't know why. It's like they don't, I don't feel full. I just can keep eating them. I'm really excited about covering different kinds of food. I think that diversity is very, very important in this area, and there isn't a lot of different kinds of food. So if I can have all of them be covered at Lunch by the River, we can have a bigger space. I want to do face painting. I would love to do caricatures if anyone knows. I would think that's great. Obviously, entertainers, we've reached out to people that did this last year. Mm-hmm. We want to give them, you know, kind of the first right because they've been so supportive in the past. So definitely reach out if you're a local up and coming, you know, anyone that wants to do something that you can put on some kind of presentation. I would love to have martial arts. I would love to do things that bring people in there, bring in family, and kind of just show what this community has to offer, that it's not just, you know, some band you've never heard of, but bringing in different things for everyone, because everyone likes different things. So definitely reach out if you are interested. Once again, that's communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or by phone 715-422-4859. I was answering calls as I was driving here because I want to make sure that this stuff is well attended. I want to get a drone down there and show things. So definitely there's big things I want to do for that event, and I'm really excited for the Lunch by the River.
And Lacey, I think just by giving the description and the thing, your kind of wish list there, you gave people and the listeners a lot of ideas. I like it. If I'm out there listening and I hear this and I'm like, well, wait a minute, I didn't think they would. Oh, that I could fit in there. Oh, I could work over there. That reach out, find out.
Absolutely.
More.
I want different things. I want to bring in different ages. Mm-hmm. I know we have a lot of things to offer. And I think that sometimes they don't know exactly who they should be reaching out to, or, oh, okay. Well, I think some people are just, you know, they think, oh, they're always going to do what they've always done. Mm. And I am not that person.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I absolutely want us to be the best we can be. I want this to rival big festivals. So I'm really, really excited for it.
Let's help her do that. Reach out and be a part of this. Whether you're a vendor, entertainer, we want to see you at Lunch by the River this year. The business outreach program, wanted to touch on that as well.
Yes, absolutely. So really excited. 100 businesses in 100 days. We are closing the office every Friday to go out and be active with our members. So I think that it just kind of, we want to give back. We want to show the businesses that we do care. They do have a voice, and we get calls every day. Sometimes there are calls and we don't know exactly who we should be sending people to. So the referrals are essential for us to be able to support these businesses and for us to be able to support them in the way that they need and to advocate for them. We need to have a better understanding of what they do, what they offer, their mission, their why they do this, why they're here. So we want to get out. Please reach out to Holly Ann. That's our office manager at 715-422-1830 or info@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. We are scheduling out, but we've been visiting businesses, and it's been really great to hear. And we're not going there to do some pitch. We are listening. So we are going there with notes, to take notes, get a better understanding of where they're at so we can meet them where they need us. And absolutely just, we really want all of our investors to feel like we're invested in them as well. So if you are interested, please reach out. We want to have a better relationship.
We're speaking with Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We also have Tricia with us, Executive Director with the Family Center. One of the things I love about talking with people like yourselves, both of you, is passion. You can't fake passion. You know it when people try. You've seen it. You know. There's something or just real and genuine about it, and I hear it in both of you when you talk about your particular nonprofits, your particular places and everything, and it hits home. And with what you're trying to do, Lacey, it's a job, and I understand that it's a job and it pays bills and all of this, but your approach to it is very passionate and very, I want this community better. I feel like whether you were doing this as a volunteer or doing it as a paid gig, this is the same person I get.
Yes.
And the same thing with you, Tricia. I love that, and I appreciate that so very much of you both, putting that passion into these industries and putting it into our community. That's really, really cool to see. And it's also noteworthy because I don't know. We've seen people in these positions before. I'm not saying either your predecessors. I just mean in jobs like these where they're kind of phoning it in, or they're kind of. And then we have your examples, and it's just so staggering and different. And I appreciate that very, very much. The roundtable revitalization and new network exchange, that's coming up. I wanted to touch on that with you, Lacey.
So we're really excited. Obviously, we love the programs that we've had at the chamber. We are just trying to make them a little bit better, make them more. I would say more, not just inclusive, but definitely. growing with the times. It's 2024. Things that were important for HR in 1950, mm-hmm. they've changed. Yeah. So there's things that need to be updated, things that some people that, are, I mean, a lot of these local businesses that are smaller, they are HR. Mm-hmm. They are safety. They are mm-hmm. they are wearing so many hats that we want to make sure that we give them the tools so that they can be successful mm. and that they feel supported. And these are free things that you get just by being a chamber member. So definitely that's all Laura, workforce at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com or by phone at 715-422-4860. But she's making a lot of changes. So, every part of economic development and workforce, she's going in. It's like kind of like operation. She's kind of just picking up what she needs to, moving it where it needs to be, and making it so it's kind of streamlined, as well as the network exchange for women. So we're trying to get a group of obviously women that want to make sure that they can be as invested as they can, and then obviously we can support them. So mm-hmm. it's going to be quarterly, but we're in the beginning process of that right now. We have a lot of interest in that networking. So I think it's really, really exciting that we have people, you can start something, but the traction is what you need to mm-hmm. be able to make it successful. And I think within like 20 minutes, she had like 17 emails saying nice. Like, we want to do this. This is something mm-hmm. that we need for our area. We need more networking. It's not just marketing and, with digital and radio and all that stuff. You have to be able to, like, connect with people. Mm-hmm. And you can put someone in a room, but if there's no one in there that has that same, has that same feeling, it's not going to go very far. So you need to be able to make those connections and to put you in a room where you can, you're on the right ear. You're not just like, okay, I'm just preaching to all these people, but it's not going anywhere. So very excited for that, as well as our diversity in business luncheon. That's going to be April 9th. So we are going to bring together professionals in different walks of life, and have a panel so we can have a better understanding of things happening in this area, as well as, diverse workforce issues that are happening with people with physical issues, any kind of things. We need to be a better understanding at like the bias we have mm-hmm. and how that we can grow. And I think that that's essential for this area. There is a lot of people that want to work. I love the ODC, and I think that they're going to be there. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people that want to be a part of this. But I think if you can understand, even with community leadership, we've talked about this, mm-hmm. with understanding our own biases and growing from that. So be it if someone, is a different ethnicity. And I think there's some subjects people don't want to touch on, but mm-hmm. not just sex, but just like, age.
Yeah.
With, better understanding if you have a record. There's mm-hmm. there's so many different things that make you diverse, and that does not mean that you cannot be successful. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that we are reaching out and listening. So it's important, and obviously Laura's pioneering this. Yeah. She's very excited about making these changes to update and things that are definitely relevant and crucial.
I'm imagining that the majority of our listeners, if not all of them out there, are very proud Americans, are very proud to at least be in America, be in this country and everything. And everything you just described is America. It is our country. We are a tapestry. We are many, many different colors, many different races and creeds and sexes and different sexual preferences and all these different things. Mm-hmm. And it's a big part of our superpower as a country. It's a big part of what makes our country beautiful and amazing, is that we have all of these things together. But it also can lead to confusion or some misunderstanding. I genuinely think most racism, anti-Semitism, sexism begins with misunderstanding. And the more that you understand of a person, like for me, I've always used myself as an example: Italian, Jew, Egyptian. You get to know these creeds and these things about me, and hopefully, eventually, you'll just dislike because I'm a jerk sometimes, not because of those things. Like, we can hope to get to that point in liking somebody for the same reasons.
Yes.
Great program. How can people find out more about being a part of that?
That's going to be posted on Facebook as well as with Workforce. She's very excited. She's all ears. So if you have something where you're like, okay, I'm working on this. I know we've had a lot of businesses that were like, we want to be a part of this. This is something that we, especially if you're a business that is struggling with diversity, or that's been something where you've had some kind of strategic plan where it's like you have no diversity at all. This may be something that you want to come to, I think education is key. If you are educated on all these different things, I think you're going to be more well-rounded. If you're in any profession, if you're the business owner, HR, any of those things, I think especially with having to wear so many hats, it's crucial to have a better understanding and understanding your own biases, understanding what we need for this community to be more successful.
Let's talk about the community leadership program.
Yes. That is so. That's also Laura. So a lot of plugs for Laura today.
Sure,
but yeah, definitely very, very exciting. I'm a participant as well as she is. So I'm gonna let her kind of talk about her experiences with that. Obviously, I could talk your ear off all day about what I've been learning and things I've been understanding even about myself. But we'll let her.
Yeah, Trisha. First off, am I saying your first name right?
Trisha.
Trisha. It's Trisha.
Yeah.
I have one of my best friends growing up is named Trisha, and she spells her name differently. So I keep seeing your name and it throws me. I apologize so much.
Nope, totally okay.
Trisha, I think of you and I think of, well, you're a leader. Like, I've seen your resume. I've seen your background and everything. I know you know how to do that job. You know how to lead and all this. But then to see you as a part of this program, that's not even a leadership move to me. That's a leadership move. Why did you want to be a part of this program?
So a lot of my professional experience has not been in the Wisconsin Rapids area. Mm-hmm. So being in Wisconsin Rapids and seeing this community leadership program and all of the pieces that it entails, I just really felt it was a great way to deep dive into that world in Wisconsin Rapids and get to know our community mm-hmm. on a different level to be able to better serve and be able to better lead in this area.
How have you been enjoying it?
It's great. Mm-hmm. It's been really, really fun, and I'm excited because the December class is probably one of my favorites that we've had so far. So, yeah, it's been really good.
Have you been able to make those connections, meet people, get to know the community a little bit better?
Yes, absolutely. Even from, you know, we have the chamber is participating and there. And so all of the people in the class, all of the other leaders in the community, I have met so many new people and made so many good connections. And out to the chamber teaching us about all of the different things through the classes that are available in the community. It's been wonderful and a great piece for connection and resources.
Does the program or how does the program help a nonprofit or the Family Center in particular?
Yeah. That's been one of the best ways is that connection point. So I just had conversation with one of our other participants in the community leadership class, and she's bringing in some donations that she has for the Family Center. If we're looking at board members, this is a great place that I am out meeting prospective board members and having conversations with the leadership community and even the schools. So the Family Center does a lot of outreach work in our community. And so I'm meeting people where we can be going in and providing the outreach services that we have at their businesses or at their locations.
And I think that there might be some parallels with some nonprofits out there, but in particular with the Family Center, as we go more and more into a day and age where we're talking out loud, we're not hushed voices anymore on that subject. I think that's all the more important with that organization in particular, being out there, being able to talk about it. Here's the Family Center, not here's the Family Center. Mm-hmm. Being able to really to be out there and talk in a normal voice with on this topic and about this subject. Even if you're not bringing up domestic violence, you hear the Family Center, it's going to pop in your mind pretty quickly, and that normalizes talking about it a little bit more.
Yes. You know,
getting the conversation out there more. And while we've come a long ways with that, we got work to do. So that goes a long way, I imagine, as well.
Yeah. Hmm. And bringing awareness, that's one of my huge goals coming into the Family Center and into this role is really bringing community awareness that they know we exist, what we do, and how they can help, how they can get involved, from volunteering to donating to, there's so many different ways. And this community leadership class has done phenomenal things to help with those awareness pieces.
Is this something, if we had the resources, you would want other family center members to do?
Yes, absolutely. I've already been thinking about, next year I should send, you know, program services manager or this person, because it is going to enhance every single staff member that we have. It will just help in so many different ways.
I really appreciate the time, Trisha. And I want to talk again real soon. We got to get you back here very soon. You got some connections here, so that shouldn't be too hard to do. you can find out more about the Family Center at familyctr.org, familyctr.org, and encourage you to follow them on social media. It's a great follow. Keep up to date on all the things that they have going on over there. Before we wrap up, wanted to talk about January Investor of the Month.
Yes, very, very excited for them. That's Jacoby Custom Cues. So we actually just had our networking at night there. American-owned and operated company based out of Nakusa. So they make a worldwide impact. They are sending those custom pool sticks and things out all over, as well as when we went to the Madison Days for Business, they were nominated for like a Wisconsin business just because they really state close to those local small town values, mm-hmm. and they really do give back in this community, and they're very active in supporting people. I mean, when I went in there on networking at night, I was just like, I was blown away at like the people that were there, all the diverse people that can bond and make those connections there, because there was people from the airport, there was, you know, accounting people. Mm-hmm. It was so crazy to see that, just the different kind of people that typically wouldn't be around each other.
They're so creative over there too. They just, they come up with such interesting ideas for those queues, and they've been doing it for so long. One of my early memories is moving to this town. My nan and papa wanting getting a pool table. We needed queues. Went right over there. Got them. Like, you know, they're good people over there too. I appreciate them, and it's a good choice. Lacey, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we've talked about today, how can they reach you?
Yes, absolutely. Call anytime. I always have my phone on me, and also email. I'm always checking it. Communications@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com is the best way to get a hold of me anytime.
Appreciate the time, both of you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more Midday Magazine tomorrow right here on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Locally Grown Radio, from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief.